Arriving at your house at noon, under a scorching sun in the clear sky, I walk up to your front door to find you waiting, already in your G-string bikini, holding a couple of glasses of sweet tea. You hand me one as you kiss me. Then let me in the house and close the door. Good afternoon. You are punctual as per usual, you say while I take a sip. It's no good to keep a lady waiting, now is it? I reply as I wipe the sweat from my brow with the back of my hand. No, it isn't, you say, adding, when you finish your drink, change into your swimming trunks so we can get in the pool. It's too hot to be wearing pants right now anyway. Aren't you eager to get into my pants? Or more specifically, get me out of them? I joke as we smile at each other with teasing looks. We have been planning and anticipating this day for some time. After finishing the tea, I change into the swimsuit I brought, meet you in the backyard, and discuss the plans one more time before we get into the water. We sit at the table under a shade tree while pawing at each other's legs with one hand and holding the cool glasses in the other. I'm glad we decided to experiment with more sensation play in a slightly more extreme way. I want to be tied down with ropes and spanked too, you say with excitement in your voice and a gleam in your eyes. Taking a sip from your glass, on the table, and looking lost at me. Smiling at the thought of teasing, spanking, and arousing me is a thrilling concept. Your eagerness sends shivers down my spine, despite the stifling heat of the midday sun. You kiss me quickly on the mouth, then take another sip from your glass. I drink from my own glass before saying, you know this is going to get us even more addicted to each other, right? Same safe word we always play with. Green, yellow, red, right? I confirm. You reply, unless you suddenly want to change to meatloaf. I sing, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. We laugh, then you get serious again. I'm counting on the addiction we have for each other, you say, before finishing your drink and getting up. After downing mine as well, I get up and we stroll to the pool together and jump in. The cold water is refreshing on such a hot day, and we swim, play, and splash each other for a few hours during the hottest time of the day, occasionally taking a break and getting out of the water to sit in the shade and drink sweet tea. You also bring out a pitcher of lemonade that is consumed just as quickly. After some hours of teasing each other in the pool and flirting in the shade, we get out, dry off, and lay next to the pool for a few moments in the warm sun today. Now that we are mostly dry, you lead me inside, and we hang the damp suits in the mudroom before going into your kitchen to completely dry off. Then we walk nude through the dimly lit house, compared to the bright light outside, to the playroom. I put your bow tie play collar around your neck as we walk through the door. It's cooler than outside, yet not uncomfortably so. On a table, you have placed ropes, a paddle, a riding crop, furry mittens, lace trim, satin ties, silk cloth, vampire gloves, essential oils, and an unopened package I sent to you a couple of days ago. I'm glad to see you didn't spoil the surprise, I exclaim excitedly, looking at the unopened package. eager to get started, you kiss me. And my semi-erect cock twitches, and you fondle me briefly while I rub your pussy lightly. You are getting slick with your own juices, and it turns me on even more. You have a package. You moan breathlessly as you break the kiss. My package appreciates the attention you are giving him right now. I moan as you release me. Giggling, you whisper in my ear, on the table with the toys you asked me to get out. Oh yeah, that package, I say as we walk toward the table and I pick it up then hand it to you. You look at me before asking, can I open it now? With excitement in your voice and expectation all over your face. It's something I thought we could have fun with, and I think you ought to know what it is, so you can give your willing consent before something is just sprung on you. Go ahead, I say, smiling. Ripping into the package quickly, you joyfully say, edible massage oils and lubes. Yes, absolutely yes. You look at my crotch, twitching, and lick your lips, then add teasingly, you dirty dog. I laugh and reply, woof, and we laugh together. You go to the center of the room, where the adjustable whipping post we built out of angle iron is set up for you. The post has eye bolts at various heights for easy attachment points, and you wait for me to speak. Face the post and raise your hands just above your head, I state. You do so silently, and I tickle you, causing you to laugh and squirm, pulling your arms down. You rats! You laugh at me as I stop and giggle at your reaction. Now, I'll tie you up and spank you the way you want, I say, while chuckling. You cautiously raise your hands again, and I tie them together with the rope I brought over with me. Then I use a carabiner to connect you to the post by the rope tying your hands together. After you tug against the binding and nod yes to confirm you are comfortable, I reach for the paddle and one furry mitten. I rub your back with the furry mitten before swatting you on the ass with the paddle. Oh, you do enjoy mixing things up early, you say, as I lick your neck, sending shivers through your body. After a few more swats with the paddle, while rubbing your tush between swats with my bare hand, I change things up. I lie down the paddle and mitten to pick up one of the satin ties to use as a blindfold. Walking around you with the satin, I drag it across your body, teasing you with the smooth feeling of the cool fabric before tying it around your head, covering your eyes. Standing in front of you now, I carry on by picking up the crop in one hand and some lace in the other, while dragging the lace across your boobs and teasing your nipples with the delicate fabric, I trail the crop across your shoulders and collarbone, sending shudders through your body. You visibly twitch, and I boop you on the nose with my nose, making you chuckle and say, really? You had to tie me up to boop me on the nose? I didn't have to. I wanted to, I reply, and kiss you on the mouth. Kissing my way down your body, gently teasing your clit with my tongue, making you squirm, wiggle, and moan. I stand up as you beg, please, keep going. All I wanted was an appetizer, love, I say, as you moan your protest. I get the edible massage oil and squirt some in my hand. You know that sound all too well and smile. I give you a whole body massage while kissing and licking you. Then I wipe my hands on my own body, kiss you, then undo the restraints binding your hands and say, I'm removing the blindfold, so you are ready when it comes off. Hello, how are you? I ask. You reply, quite well, thank you very much. I start to say, do you need a few moments to... before being cut off? Not at all, I feel great, you say with enthusiasm. Get comfortable on the bed, so I can eat your pussy properly, the way you deserve to be taken care of, I say. You sashay over to the bed in the playroom, swinging your hips as you go. Crawling onto the bed, you lay down on your back. You spread your legs comfortably, and I crawl between them, licking and kissing my way up your legs until I get to your glistening pussy and kiss your lips before gently licking and sucking on your clit. You clench your legs around my head as you orgasm, and I slow down, gradually stopping. Will you tie me up now? I ask after catching my breath. You take the collar off and put it on me and calmly say, now I will. Thank you, I say gladly, as my mind starts to move me from dom to sub with the collar around my neck now. Being ordered to stand in front of the post at attention, I am blindfolded with the same satin I used on you. Then you tie me to the post with rope around the waist with my hands at my sides as I face the post with my back to you. The binding is tight enough to hold me in place, not so much that I am completely immobilized, though. Are you going to do something totally different from what I did to you? Now then, since you took such good care of me when I was at your mercy, I will return the favor, you say sweetly. Circling the post to check your work and admire my vulnerable state, you see my reaction to the binding and the sound of your voice with the words you use. You see my cock twitch off to the side of the post and get harder as I react to your words. Certain parts of you are getting anxious and jumpy, my, my. You tease, pleased with the level of my arousal and beginnings of pre-cum leaking from the tip. You kissing me deeply draws a moan from deep within me as I am growing more excited. You break the kiss and step away briefly, returning quickly You smack me on the ass with your hand, and I jump a little from the shock of the swat on my butt. You rub oil into my skin, taking your time and teasing me. You move away, and it's quiet for a moment. The silence is calming and terrifying. Left with my thoughts for a moment, I begin to ponder the things I hear and things I think I hear. I will enjoy playing with you. It will drive you so wild you will beg me to get you off. You whisper in my ear before licking my neck, kissing my ear and playing with my nipples. My breathing and heart rate speed up, and you feel the pulse in my neck get faster. You quietly put on a vampire glove and lightly scratch up and down my back. Not enough pressure is used to break skin, just enough to know you could if you wanted to, and it keeps me wondering what you have planned. As you continue the sensual use of the glove, I feel your other bare hand lightly fondling my balls, and I groan with pleasure. The gloved hand is removed, and the fondling stops briefly. I hear you step away and come back quickly. Soon, you are rubbing my neck with the mint essential oil and whispering in my ears. Baby, I'm going to restrain you a little more securely, you say in an excited, breathy tone. Okay, I say in between panting and moaning. Spread your legs wider for me, sweetie, you request in a more seductive tone that compels me to eagerly comply. Good boy, you say in a tone that you know I like to hear, and my already leaking cock twitches and leaks more. Oh, just what I wanted to see, you approvingly comment as you bend down to attach a spreader bar to my ankles and then slowly caress my legs as you stand back up in front of me. You have my feet wide enough that I am exposed and more vulnerable, not so much that it will be uncomfortable. I feel carabiners being attached to the rope around my waist. You then add spreader bars to the carabiners to further immobilize me. Those must be attached to hard points mounted into the floor that you uncovered while I've been blindfolded. Without another word, you start stroking my shaft, and I moan in ecstasy. This continues for a brief moment while you get on the floor. Kneeling in front of me, you slowly lick and kiss my balls while stroking my shaft with one looped hand. I feel and hear you begin to hum as you kiss the shaft, and I groan. The combination of sensations is sending jolts through my body. You take me into your mouth in one quick motion briefly, then go back to kissing and licking. I let out a moan, and you take me into your mouth again for a little longer this time, and I groan, then say, I'm not gonna last much longer. Between groans and ragged breaths, you take me deep into your mouth and down your throat for the first time in my life, and I think I'm going to come right away. You slow down and back off, teasing me one last time. You stop and seductively say, I want you to come down my throat, baby. Caught off guard, since that hasn't happened before, I exclaim,
what?
Let me know when you are about to orgasm, so I can get ready to swallow every drop.
You are.
Okay. I say in a shaky voice. You begin to slowly kiss. taking me into your mouth. Being completely immobilized, I couldn't thrust, and that was the whole idea. You take complete control, and I have to trust you to take care of me. And, in a strange twist that surprised me, it was freeing to be able to just receive pleasure. I feel your mouth and hands moving against my sensitive skin, and the pleasure builds within me. I attempt to hold back as long as I can. There is no use resisting as the pleasure builds, and I quickly reach the point of no return. I moan while exclaiming,
"Come home!"
Seconds later, I feel the orgasm burst from within, and keep your mouth around me as the orgasm seems to never end. I think you will surely pull away any moment. You swallow everything. You get up and remove the blindfold. Looking into my eyes, you smile and say, "The look on your face when you came that time was priceless." You help me get my feet steady underneath me and make sure I am able to stand under my own power before methodically removing all of the restraints and releasing me. We embrace, and I kiss you deeply and passionately. After making out for a while on the bed, we manage to say the same thing at the same time. "We taste really good together." Then burst into laughter. One cuddle session later, we get up and moving around. We work together to get everything cleaned up and put away. After that, we get a light supper while still naked. Just salad and cold peaches and cream for dessert.